This is Akash Vani, the news read by Priya Badu. Union Cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi was held in Delhi today. This was the first Union Cabinet meeting since the Pahalgam terror attack, which claimed 26 lives. A press briefing on the Cabinet decisions will take place in the afternoon. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security is also likely to be held today. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor sector. Pakistan Army posts also fired in Baramulla and Kupwara districts as well as across the international border in the Parkwal sector. The Indian Army responded swiftly and effectively. Law and Justice Minister and BJP leader Arjun Ram Meghwal has said the government has received a letter by the opposition demanding a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack. Responding to a media query on the issue in New Delhi, the minister said Cabinet Committee on Parliamentary Affairs will have a discussion on this. The anti-corruption branch of Delhi Police has registered a case against senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders and former ministers Manish Sisodia and Satyendra Jain in connection with an alleged 2,000 crore rupees classroom construction scam. As per the complaint, the scam is related to the construction of more than 12,000 classrooms and buildings during the tenure of the Aam Aadmi Party government. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar inaugurated a two-day capacity building training program for electoral registration officers and booth level officers in New Delhi today. EROs and BLOs from Bihar, Haryana, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh are participating in the two-day program. In Andhra Pradesh, seven people lost their lives and about 15 were injured after the collapse of a wall at the Simha Chalam temple near Visakhapatnam. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, the PMO India announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In West Bengal, at least 15 people were killed in a fire that broke out in a hotel near Falfati Machwa in central Kolkata last night. Police said several people have also been rescued. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. The Council for the Indian School Certificate Examinations announced results for Class 10 and 12 today. Over 2,50,000 candidates appeared for the ICSE exams for Class 10 and 99,551 candidates set for the ISC exams for Class 12. In ICSE, girls have done better than boys with a pass percentage of 99.37%. In ISC as well, girls have outshone boys with a pass percentage of 99.45%. The first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 set to begin in Mumbai tomorrow. The Waves Summit will provide a global platform for discussions on the future of the audiovisual and entertainment industry. The four-day event will feature global media dialogues, buyer-seller meets, pitch sessions for emerging creators and showcases of new-age storytelling formats. The sacred Char Dham Yatra began in Uttarakhand today with opening of the portals of Gangotri and Yamunotri shrines for devotees in the Uttarkashi district on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The six-month pilgrimage marks the beginning of a spiritually significant journey through the four revered Himalayan shrines. Basav Jayanti is being observed today. The day marks the birth anniversary of a 12th century Kannada poet, philosopher and social reformer, Jagatguru Basaveshwar. Remembering the profound wisdom of Jagatguru Basaveshwara, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a video message on social media said, "His tireless efforts to uplift the marginalized continue to guide people." Union Ministers Ashwini Vaishnav, Kiran Rijiju, Prahlad Joshi, Shobha Karanjale and BJP MP Tejasvi Surya, among others, paid floral tribute. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.